Hello. Ah, now that I've got your attention, I'd like a quick word about how Cambridge 105 Radio is funded. Our job is to give a voice to those groups who may not otherwise be heard. That may be our support for local music or the charity of the month. You're wanting to know how you can help, aren't you? Well, you can support our advertisers. And when you use their services, say you heard about them on Cambridge 105 Radio. And you can make a donation. It all goes towards our upkeep. We're eco-friendly, but we do have a bit of an electricity bill. Visit cambridge105.co.uk and click on the donate button. And thank you for listening.
Earlier in the week, I went along to speak to Amy Starkey of the prestigious Newmarket Knights. She's the boss of Jockey Club Racecourses East Region Director. And I've been asking her what we've got to look forward to this summer.
Well, I'm very pleased to say that we've wintered amazingly well here at Newmarket Racecourses, and the team are gearing up to the start of the season here at Newmarket Racecourses, which kicks off with the Craven meeting here in April, which we like to call the start of the flat season. The town of Newmarket, the home of horse racing, is a magical place at this time of year as kind of...
It kind of starts to come alive, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's kind of excitement, anticipation and hope that, you know, every trainer could potentially have Frankel in their yard. So it's an amazing time of year. The team across the two race courses, being the Rowley Mile and the July course, are working hard in terms of those pre-season preparations. And we're looking set fair for an amazing season's racing with loads of great offers for families, for our customers to enjoy. So we're excited about the season ahead.
Amazing lineup for the summer for the Newmarket Knights.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about that.
Yeah, so Newmarket Knights have been going for over 30 years and are, you know, a significant part of our business. They generate crowds of up to 22,000 people on each night, and we're staging 9 events across the summer this year over on the July course. And there's some really great artists that we've managed to secure this year, so anything from Sheik and Niall Rogers, who are selling really well and looking to sell out. We've also got Paloma Faith, who is also tracking to sell out. Craig David has already sold out.
This early,
yeah. He's proved really popular because he's kind of rebranded himself, yeah, hasn't he, as that kind of DJ TS, TS5 theme. So mixed with Plan B, George Ezra. So a really nice mix to kind of pull on a diverse customer base that we welcome here to the race courses. We've got 2 more left to secure, but certainly on initial indications, we look set for an amazing summer with some great music artists.
So lots of fun for kids as well. You've got a family picnic area, haven't you?
Yeah, so I think the really great thing about having 2 race courses here in Newmarket, plus 39 race days, is that we have a real opportunity across those 39 race days and across those 2 race courses to really offer a very broad customer base lots of compelling reasons to come racing, whether that be the, you know, top class racing that we stage, particularly the highlight being the Kipco Guineas Festival, which is on the 5th and 6th of May this year, which features the first 2 British classics of the year, which are the best horse races in the world, to our music events, which we've talked about, but also our summer Saturdays, which are fantastic for kids. I know I'm slightly biased, but for me, I do my job because I love racing. I've been racing to most of the race courses across the UK, and the family enclosure on the July course is probably the best family enclosure that you will find on any race course, probably in the world. It's great down there. We've got an amazing play area for the kids. It's an enclosed, it's a safe environment that takes just 2,500 people on a day, and it's amazing that, you know, how busy it gets. And we very much theme our Saturday fixtures around kids and different things that they can do. So whether it be kind of character appearances from Paw Patrol to Paddington the Bear, we pull together a kind of compelling summer program of events around those family Saturdays to bring the kids in, because, you know, the future
is
kids and actually you know, making sure that they have a great time when they're racing at Newmarket, in the hope that they return as adults and become fans and customers of the future. So what's really nice is that for the majority of our fixtures, excluding music, children under 18 can actually come racing for free. So on those summer Saturdays, it makes it a really good family day out, because they can bring their own picnic, they've got the play area, they've got a whole host of free entertainment across those days. So it's it's a really nice thing for a family to come and do in the summer.
So we're coming into an incredibly busy time for you. Tell us a bit about what goes on behind the scenes.
So Newmarket racecourses race between April and November each year. And some people say, well, you know, what do you do when you're not racing? And I say to them, in many ways, it's busier. It's a different type of busy when we're not racing, because clearly we're planning. We're in planning phase and implementation phase at the moment. So, you know, what are the new ideas? What are the new offers? What are the customers going to notice an improvement or a difference in terms of their experience when they come to the two courses every fixture? And also, you know, we're not just a racing business. We're hosting all different types of events day in and day out. So whether that be a party or an exhibition, there are a team of 55 permanent people here at Newmarket, all making sure that those wheels are constantly turning, that the business is always improving, and that the customers are receiving a better experience than they did the last time that they came racing with us. So
it must be organising a small army.
It feels like it sometimes, because at its peak, so at the July Festival, we employ 2,500 people, whether that be from a betting perspective with our pool business or from a catering side. There is a big pull on a temporary resource across our fixtures. You know, I always think the kind of success of a racecourse is how happy your core team is, and actually that kind of emanates out to your customers. So yes, the team are amazing and they work incredibly hard, but I also want them to enjoy it, because without a shadow of a doubt, the successes of Newmarket are entirely down to the hard work, commitment and dedication of my team, and I'm very lucky to work with them.
Last year you were shortlisted in the Leaders in Sport Awards, which aims to find the most inspirational, innovative and talented leaders in sport in the world under 40. Massive and well-deserved achievement. That won't harm your CV, will it?
I guess not, although loads of people did message to say, I can't believe you're under 40, which I thought was a little bit cheeky, as I'm actually only 36. Look, you know, I'm incredibly honoured and privileged to do the job that I do here at Newmarket and across the East Region for the Jockey Club. I love everything that the Jockey Club stands for, in that I'm running a commercial business to reinvest back into either our prize money or our facilities, so back into the sport that I love. I've been incredibly lucky to work with some amazing people, and I guess all of those things that fall out of that, you know, the shortlisting for the awards, it's great and it's very humbling. But it's I guess it's just a pulling together of the right recipe of the different skill sets of both myself and my team, and I guess it's one, I'm just in a job that suits me and that I love, so I think that is kind of half the battle to making it a success.
What's your background then? Are you horsey?
No, when I was 18 I started working in the betting shops. I went racing as a child a lot, and always loved it, and actually one of my very early memories of racing is standing close to the race course and actually the thunder of the horse's hooves, and I could feel that thunder in my chest. We used to go racing across all the Yorkshire tracks because I'm from Yorkshire originally. Went to work in the betting shops, liked betting, went to university, did business studies, and I was very lucky to secure a place on a graduate programme aimed at horse racing. And the moment that I stepped off the train at London to go for my interview at Portman Square for the British Horse Racing Authority, I kind of had that defining moment of, oh my God, I feel like my life's changed forever. And I'm pretty sure the only reason I got a place on the course was because I was a girl that was interested in betting, as opposed to kind of, ponies and things like that. But that programme, without a shadow of a doubt, changed my life. And I wouldn't be sat here today if it wasn't for the help and support I've had from people, including the British Horse Racing Authority.
But it's not just Newmarket you look after, is it?
No, so also look after Huntingdon, Market Raisin and Nottingham, and then I sit on the Jockey Club Racecourses board, which owns and operates 15 racecourses around the country. So all eyes turn to jump racing for the Cheltenham Festival and then the Aintree Grand National before all eyes turn to Newmarket for the start of flat racing.
You came here in 2012. How do you think racing has evolved?
I've worked for the Jockey Club for nearly 14 years, and I think racing in terms of its governance has evolved hugely. Running racecourses, I'm running a business, I'm running a leisure venue, and I'm competing for people's leisure spend. You know, time is money now, and people's time is precious. So at every juncture, we need to make sure, the team and I, that we are offering great experiences to all of our customers, whilst always kind of pushing the boundaries to try and secure new customers, new fans of the sport. And I think the successes that the industry has seen over the course of the last few years is really around working collaboratively together. Mm. I think horse racing, possibly, you know, at certain points in the past, has been quite disjointed in its approach. And, you know, whilst no industry is perfect, and we're all evolving in the jobs that we do, I think racing's done an exceptional job, certainly in my time at the Jockey Club, of really kind of coming together. I'd be a massive believer in the sum of all parts is greater than one, and actually by working together we can all achieve so much more.
I like the way that since ITV have taken over, they get the general public more involved in it. They explain the terms, you know, things that people didn't actually understand before.
Yeah.
Do you think that's helped?
Massively. I think racing, again, can be quite good at kind of assuming that people know things, and actually it's okay not to know. Mm. And actually the more that we can demystify, explain, you know, make our sport opening and embracing, you know, the better. And ITV and the team there have done an amazing job in kind of, not in a patronising way, but in just in a really interesting way, explaining things. And I've learned things, you know, as a result of watching the programme. And it's just a nice way to do things.
So what do you do to switch off?
Well, I'm trying to get better at kind of switching off. I do enjoy going racing. I do enjoy the gym. I should enjoy it more, and I should go more, but I'm, you know, getting there. I enjoy spending time with my friends and with my family. I enjoy going on holiday, kind of the normal stuff.
Yeah.
I went, I started snowboarding a few years ago, and I've just come back from a trip, and I can honestly say that I do enjoy it, but I come down every single mountain in abject terror.
So living here and being in this industry, you must get some incredibly good tips.
Not really, no.
No, they always say that, though, about anyone that lives in Newmarket, you shouldn't listen to anyone.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Newmarket is such a special place. You know, the fact that I always love is that there are 20,000 people that live in Newmarket, and at its peak there are 5,500 racehorses here in Newmarket. Mm. You know, quarter of the population, and they've all got a win in them,
of course,
and it's just finding that win.
What are your plans for the future then,
in general?
Yeah. I mean, is this your dream job?
Absolutely. You know, I didn't I was probably the most surprised person when I was given the opportunity to do the role in 2012. I feel as though we've made great strides in terms of really taking Newmarket to the next level. I think that there is more that we can do. So I'm still hugely ambitious for the East Region and my racecourses, and particularly Newmarket, and probably particularly the Rowley Mile. Cambridge will continue to grow. So I think our economic outlook in both Cambridgeshire and Suffolk is hugely exciting, and I think growth will be more exaggerated here than anywhere in the country. And I think that provides us with a big opportunity here to redevelop the Rowley Mile racecourse into a racecourse that truly at its very heart represents the home of horse racing, and you know, the home of a sport.
Finally, if anybody wants tickets for Newmarket Nights, where do they go?
So they just go onto the newmarketracecourses.co.uk website, whereby they can find details of all of our fixtures, music included. They just sign up to our database and pick that they want to be sent communications by us and buy lots of tickets.
Amy Starkey, thank you for talking to us this afternoon.